When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Feels like old home week.
I know what you mean.
Jeff Lutz.
Definitely old home week when you're here.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's old home week? Are you saying I'm old or that I should be in a home?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda with us. Three-man booth today. Max Fire, producing, engineering. Gleaning good stuff from hour number one, including...
I don't know about good.
Gluten-free buns segment that will go down in history.
The gluten-free buns.
No, it won't.
It'll go down for today, and that's probably about it.
As one of the best segments we've ever had. We've got a game with Jason Duda. Max?
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right. We're going to play Password again.
When I get
Dino,
out,
you're welcome. It's become a staple of the show.
It is. When I get out to like a 7-1 lead like I usually do, let's just call it at that point. We can say it's a skunk rule or
Didn't
something.
Didn't I come back and win the last time he got
no,
out to a good lead?
No, not quite. Well, the time before that you did, but not the last time.
Yeah, that's true.
But I came back and made it interesting.
Of course.
All right, so what do we have?
Kind of like Bobby Witt hitting at home, right? It's just... You know, once I'm ahead by that much, it doesn't really matter.
When Jeff says things like that, be assured, ladies and gentlemen, the Guardians are losing.
Just barely.
And they are. Okay, what do we have?
Okay, well, what is it? That's all it is.
What is it?
What is it? And you guys should be able to figure it out after a little while.
Jeff, you go first.
You want the first clue or the second clue?
Of course I want the first clue. You know I'm a master at solving these in one.
Okay. Net.
Volleyball.
Ball.
Tennis.
Goalie.
Hockey. No, ball. What
Stick.
An idiot.
What?
Stick.
Stick. Goal.
Net, ball, goalie, stick.
Field hockey.
Correct, Bob.
I said hockey.
Yeah, it's not field hockey. It's not field hockey. Figure it out.
You got to say be more specific or something.
No,
that's
you
garbage.
Get one guess.
I said
thank
the
you.
Name
you get
of the
one
thing
guess.
In the thing.
Thank you. Next,
one guess.
I'll go first.
You want the first or the second?
That's
first.
Brutal.
You want the first?
Max
clue?
Judge.
Pitch.
Pitch. Card game.
Halftime.
Soccer.
Correct, Jeff.
Pitch and
one.
Halftime.
One.
By the way, it's 4-2 now. I hate everything.
It is
good. Bobby Witt sends you his sympathy.
And Castro stole second, so
Who
they got
cares?
A guy in second, too. Minnesota does. Just I thought I'd
Why
throw
are you
that
keeping
out there.
Track of
Just because it's fun now.
No, you probably have some fantasy idiot on your on there or something.
Oh, I have an idiot on there,
Who?
And I want to get rid of him.
Who is it?
I got Thomas. Thought he'd maybe
Lane
help
Thomas?
Out.
He's awful.
He's terrible.
All right, next.
Okay, Jeff, you want the first clue or second
I'll
clue?
I'll go second this time.
I got such a track record of getting the first
look one. I do to him. He melts down.
It's important that when you're picking first or second in some of these, it makes a big difference. So,
all right, go.
You're first? Net.
Good God.
Net. I know, this is good.
Water polo.
You are correct.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I hate it. This is the worst day of my life.
He's got your shtick.
He figured it out.
All right. I'll go second.
You want second? Okay.
Net.
Music.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
New music.
Well, they're two different words. Music and then new. Two different.
Not necessarily new music.
No. Music and new. Yep. No clue. Pass.
Olympics.
Snoop Dogg.
Dancing.
Music, new.
Olympics. Dancing.
Well, I don't know what that's called.
Okay. First time.
Break dancing.
Well, breaking, I'll give it to you.
Ah, man. I just commented on it.
You should have had it.
I used mind control to take the answer out of his brain.
You want first or second?
Second.
All right.
I don't think you can do it again.
Heavy.
Weightlifting.
You are correct.
God, are you serious? That's so easy.
You should have took first.
Yeah, I probably should have.
Well, you get mad at yourself.
I'm mad at you, actually.
Thank you.
Are you?
Okay, well, let's go back to this then. Okay, who's
up? Got
to
go.
Net.
I'll go second.
Net.
Ball.
Olympic sport with a ball. Golf.
Set.
Oh my
Volleyball.
God.
Net.
Tennis.
Spike.
I said.
I know what you said, but it's not the right answer. It's not the answer that you need to say.
Women's volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Sand.
Oh,
sand.
Come.
That's beach volleyball.
That's beach volleyball.
No, he doesn't get that.
Yeah, he does.
But even beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Why wouldn't I get it? Look at him trying to keep score over there.
I got it. It's 3-3. It's a battle today.
Is that what you have?
Jeff, first or second?
I'm putting the heat on him again.
Oh.
You can't do it three times. First.
Net. All right. Ride.
Ride. Equestrian.
Swim.
Ride and swim. Water polo.
Run.
Oh.
Three seconds.
Gosh darn it. I know.
Time.
Decathlon.
Triathlon.
Correct. Jeff.
Doggone it.
All right. 4-3, Jeffrey. Bob, first or second? Okay. Duel.
Fencing.
You are correct.
No.
Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
No way.
Yes, sir.
5-3. Just jumped ahead of you. Just like
just
that.
Just jumped right ahead.
Most obvious clue with number one.
Sometimes
if
that's
somebody
the way
was
it works.
Producing this game
hey,
for you.
You should have picked
fire
one.
Your ass.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a good host of the regular password.
You should have picked
this
one.
This show wouldn't last more than a week on the air.
Oh, well, I guess that's why I'm only here once in a while. Figure it out, Bob.
That is why. You're
exactly.
Good. That's a good call.
So, hey, Jeff, you want first or second?
Yeah, I want to go first.
Run. Pole
vault.
Long.
Run long.
Yeah.
Marathon.
Jump.
Hurdles.
Water.
Steeplechase.
Correct. Damn. Well done. See, some are a little tougher, some are easier. You just got to pick the right
that
one.
That hurts my feelings that he got that. That
it
is
should.
So cheap.
All right, that's 5-4. So, Bob,
I'll
it's
go
your
second.
Pick. All right. Twist.
What was it?
Twist.
Twist.
Jeff. Rhythmic gymnastics.
Spin.
Spin and twist. Diving.
You are correct.
Spin and twist.
Ties it up.
Great clues.
Those are some of the worst clues you'll ever hear.
All right. How'd I get it then?
I don't know, because you're on some weird wavelength with stupidity.
All right, Jeff. You want first or second?
Second.
This will kill him.
Well, not really. He probably should get this after the second one.
Thanks a lot.
Heavy.
Again?
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
No clue. I can't be weightlifting, so.
No. Throw.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got three chances. I'll go with shot put.
Well, of course. It's not shot put?
Far.
What?
Yeah, far. Heavy throw far.
Heavy throw far. Oh, what's that called? Hammer throw.
You are correct.
God, it could have been discus. Could have been hammer. You're on the worst.
When discus isn't heavy.
I don't know what discus is. I've never thrown a discus.
Well, then, why are you telling me it's wrong then?
I've thrown a discus. It's not that heavy.
It's not heavy. Then why are you throwing it not as far as the hammer, apparently?
Have you ever seen a hammer? Have you ever tried a hammer? No, you don't know it, so never mind.
I've thrown a shot put, and you wouldn't
and
believe.
And the score is 6-5
for Bob.
Yours and truly.
Bob, you are up first. You want first or second?
Second. I'm killing this.
Flexible. That's for Jeff.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
He keeps going there.
Powerful.
Flexible and powerful. Flexible and powerful. No clue.
Artistic.
Flexible, powerful, artistic. Simone Biles.
Bars.
Flexible, powerful, artistic bars. The uneven bars.
Pommel horse.
Gymnastics.
Yes!
Gee. Those were the worst.
Those
clues.
Were awful.
Well, they weren't supposed to be easy. You guys whine when they're easy.
Some of them are.
And then
easy.
They make it tough, and then
flexible.
You win.
They don't like
powerful.
It.
Powerful.
I don't like it.
All right.
Whose turn is
6-6
games.
Jeff, you want one or two?
I don't think this is right.
Why?
Because didn't I go first?
Yes. Let's go.
Six.
So you would go first on 13. Go.
Yeah, that's what I meant. First.
Drive. Golf. You are correct.
Oh, for crying out loud. Really?
Yeah, boy.
Drive?
Yeah, that was the first one.
What was the second one?
Green.
Oh, my God.
That was the easy one.
I mean, that was one of the easy ones.
Good job.
What,
good
clues. Fourth and fifth.
You got to be easy.
No, that was a good clue there. Good clues there
sticks,
now. That was pretty
hole.
Good clues there now.
That's good clues there now.
That's the stupidest thing.
I got something to say here now.
Just want
to
say a few words.
I just want to say a few words here now.
Second.
You want to go second?
I'll go first.
No, it's too late. Card
I'll
laid.
Go first.
Card late is a card play.
You want first?
Yeah. Ball.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
You should have went second.
Basketball.
Oh, he got it.
No, he did
He
not.
Did.
You can't say ball when the thing is basketball.
Yeah, he can.
No,
it's
you
my
can't.
Game. I can do whatever I want.
You just gave away the password in the word.
You'll like this one.
What do you want to do?
You want one or two?
Two.
Pin.
Pin?
Yeah, pin.
Pin. Can't be golf.
No.
Wrestling.
You are correct.
Oh, I thought it was bowling.
See?
Well, are we tied again?
No.
I'm up 8-7.
No way. That can't be true.
Okay. Do you want first or
I'll
second?
I'll go first. I'm rolling right now.
400 IM.
400 IM.
Yep.
Relay.
Freestyle.
Swimming.
You are correct.
Pretty
oh
easy.
Oh my God, that was so. Yeah, I know. How did you get it? How did you get these?
What kind of a moron?
Just name an event in the sport, and I think you got it.
Yeah, like it should be pretty easy. You figured out it's the Olympics.
Shoot a basket.
You should.
Well,
no.
That could be
Why
basketball.
Don't you work from most difficult?
Because it's no fun that way. I don't like doing that. And it's my game, so I'm going to do it my way.
Next.
8-8. What a battle.
It's a battle.
First or second?
Second, please.
Combat.
Combat?
Yep.
Judo. Oh,
you're going to be so mad. Ring.
Boxing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
9-8 for Jeff.
You Whoa. Just give it away for Jeff.
Whoa.
Sometimes it goes down like that.
It's whoever picks first or second. That's why it's up to you. You got to pick the
well,
right
some
one.
Some of these should go to 4 or 5. They should be
some
hard.
Some do. Some don't.
Yeah, Mr. 400 IM.
Yeah.
Badminton?
I didn't do a badminton one. Dang it.
I'm talking.
I'll go second.
Net.
Oh, God.
No, okay, you're going second?
Yes.
Net.
Grunt.
Grunt. Ugh! What sport do you grunt in? I think we've already done. I don't know if we've done tennis. Tennis.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is beautiful. What's it? 12-4 something?
10-8.
That's it?
10-8 with two left.
Next.
It's Jeff. You want first or second?
I'll go second.
Sand.
What?
Sand.
Sand.
Yeah.
Sand.
Sand.
Well, we've already done beach volleyball and golf.
Yeah.
No clue. Pass.
Run.
Sand run. Are there other events in the sand? Max, tell me. Max clearly knows what it is. Did he say it? Did he mouth it to you?
No.
Mouth it to me.
Hey, hurry up.
You got 3 seconds.
The sand run.
Leap.
Equestrian.
No.
You've got to be kidding.
They don't run on sand on the equestrian.
Track.
Oh, it's the high jump.
Triple.
Oh. Triple jump.
Yeah, that
You
one.
Can't say triple.
Yeah, I can because it was the last clue.
Say
you only
three,
get five.
Then, you idiot.
You get
Thank
five.
You. Thank you.
Say five, three.
Four. It's my
you
game.
You don't say triple.
I'll do my game how I want to do it.
It's a bad
go.
Way Just to do it.
Last one. You
I'll
can
go,
tie it up.
I'll go first. No, I'll go second.
You want second?
Yes.
Sprint.
100 meters.
Jump.
Sprint and jump. Well, it's got to be the hurdles.
Throw.
The decathlon.
You are correct.
So easy.
Yes, sir.
Sprint.
Jeff is throw. The champion, 11-9.
Oh, convincing victory. Even won by two.
What a
That's
battle.
How it's done right there.
Oh, it's the greatest ever. Olympic sports, if you guys couldn't figure it out.
Gluten-free.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was.
Gluten-free buns.
Yeah, Mr. Melvin Lister,
so
he said he was bitter. He's
it.
Never
I
met
it.
You.
I didn't
know bitter
it.
Until he meets Bob Lutz.
Gluten-free buns.
I love
Is that an event?
It could be.
We'll be back.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Tyler Waldrop joins us from the Tulsa World. He is Oklahoma State beat writer for that great publication. Tyler, hello. Welcome to our show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're going to preview Oklahoma State. It looks like, on paper, they have everything you need outside of maybe a proven defense, but they got a lot of guys back on defense. It looks like they are primed to have a really good year. What could keep that from happening?
Probably the same thing that could impact most teams would just be an injury to kind of the guy. And for Oklahoma State, that's Ollie Gordon. So, a lot's been said about Ollie. From a football standpoint, that I fully expect him to repeat with how successful he's been. I've heard some talk of just, maybe he might wear down with the workload he had last year. He led the nation in rushing. So I do think that's a concern. And obviously teams are going to stack the box, but I kind of think he's going to be successful even if they do stack the box. So I expect a big season for Ollie Gordon. That said, if he were to have an injury, there's almost no proven depth behind him. There's a transfer from Indiana who did great for them but still wasn't a workhorse the same way Ollie was. So I think that's probably the biggest concern if you're an Oklahoma State fan right now.
What is it about, and you may disagree with this premise, but I think Mike Gundy is a topic and always. What is it about him that he seems to have a trance over Stillwater and that program? He said when Ollie Gordon got arrested, well, his punishment is he's going to play more. Basically, we're going to give him the ball more. And then he said he went out drunk driving 100 times. We've seen some other just crazy opinions. Nothing ever seems to stick with him. I know he wins a lot, but he doesn't really win anything. Is he just that valuable to that program that he's irreplaceable?
That question comes from my son who can't stand Mike Gundy. But go ahead, answer it, Tyler.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say especially around this area, just in terms of Gundy's influence, I mean, I think that's the influence of the modern day, in most places, football coach. There's a couple areas where we could point to basketball coaches that have that same level of influence. But I think if you're a coach and you stick around, which is no easy thing these days, but if you're a coach and you're there 5 or 6 years, just by being there that long, you're going to accumulate influence. And, Gundy doesn't have the signature wins that we expect of these sort of household names. But, I mean, this is his 20th season leading Oklahoma State. But making it 20 years anywhere is a pretty tall task. So I think just the fact that he's survived and made it this long and that Oklahoma State has been successful under him, I think you're just going to accumulate sort of that amount of respect or prestige or whatever you want to call it just over time almost.
With Oklahoma going to the SEC, how does that affect Oklahoma State? It's got to play into it a little bit, but what's the feeling there about that?
The interesting thing is that rivalry clearly matters, but for Oklahoma State fans, I think they're doing their best to, especially where football's concerned, move on. Oklahoma's, they're not going to play. There's not a reasonable path to seeing those two teams play anytime soon. So I think it's a game people probably wish, could be on the schedule at some point, but it's not. I think the biggest impact it's going to have is, it'll be interesting to see how recruiting shakes out. I personally think Oklahoma State is well positioned to become a face of the new Big 12. I think Oklahoma's gone. Texas is gone. Oklahoma State, in theory, on paper, should be positioned to win or compete in most of these Big 12 championship games coming up the next couple of years. If they can do that, can Oklahoma State's recruiting profile go up nationally? I don't know. I'm really interested to see that. That's what I'm interested to write about. And if Oklahoma struggles in the SEC, they're in a better conference. But, do people want to go play for Oklahoma now that they're in the SEC if they're competing to be fifth, sixth, wherever they are in the SEC? So can Oklahoma's recruiting profile take a small dip? I'm really interested to see how that affects things in-state and nationally with, the guys that are going to choose to play for these schools in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, interesting. Tyler Waldrop with us from the Tulsa World. We're talking Oklahoma State football. Interesting schedule. We always like looking at this stuff. 3 non-conference games, South Dakota State, Arkansas, Tulsa, and then a home game against Utah, a road game against Kansas State. Many believe those three teams, you include Oklahoma State, are the three best in the Big 12. That's a really interesting way to start Big 12 play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I count me among pretty much everybody. I'm looking at Oklahoma State, I'm looking at Utah, and I'm looking at Kansas State, the small for the Big 12. I might be jumping ahead. I think Oklahoma State is going to be in the Big 12 title game this year. But to do that, you almost have to go 2-0 to start Big 12 play. You need to beat Utah. You need to beat Kansas State. Because if those are the teams that are going to be in contention, you really want to have that, put them down one and have that tiebreaker over them. So, a huge crucial stretch. I think the opening games are really interesting. I think games Oklahoma State should take care of, but, South Dakota State winning the FCS just makes that an interesting game. I think going up against Arkansas, a regional opponent, a team that needs a win badly, I'm interested to see what, I have to imagine Arkansas in the first 3 weeks is pulling out all the stops to get some wins early. So, I think the opening slate is going to be maybe more interesting than people expect, but I still think Oklahoma State should have the talent to kind of separate itself and at least get those wins early.
And K-State and Utah, interestingly, don't play one another this year, so for whatever that's worth. Jeff.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about this offense. It's like they've got ages of NFL veterans, not just like NFL young players, but seventh-year quarterback, a bunch of sixth-year guys on the line. How much is that an advantage for Oklahoma State, just having guys that have seen everything?
I think that, and this is true of several positions, the biggest thing is the offensive line. I think there are 7 guys that started multiple games last season, and if I remember correctly, I think all of those guys might be fifth-year seniors or might be fifth-year players or older. There's a really good chance that whoever Oklahoma State's offensive lineman is at worst a 4 or 5 year guy this season, even with a couple injuries. even if they need to sub in some guys that maybe, you know, we're not expecting to be the starters at the beginning of the season. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, is just experienced offensive linemen, a quarterback that's, you know, I feel like as, you know, been in college football forever in Alan Bowman. I think it's huge. I think the biggest thing that we've heard throughout the offseason is spring was more productive, fall is more productive, because we're not wasting any time to, we're not starting over. The freshmen, and Gundy was pretty honest about this the other day, the freshmen, it's kind of on those guys. They're going to need to figure out a way to make up time, because we're not starting at the normal start place for this team. So many guys are back. So many guys have been here forever. We're starting at, you know, they're starting at like practice 3 or practice 5. And, you know, so if Oklahoma State can capitalize on that, you know, hopefully start this season a little bit closer to game 2 or game 3, just in terms of execution. And maybe guys don't make the dumb penalties that sometimes you see freshmen make because they get confused or flustered. I think it could be huge. That the experience is a big reason I think Oklahoma State will have a special season this year.
What do you think about, obviously, the new Big 12 with the 16 teams and teams coming in and all the teams moving and the different conferences? How do you see it all turning out? We talked earlier in the show about, you know, Utah, I think, is ranked 13th in the coaches poll, and that's the highest Big 12 team. Do you see that as being the trend that will stay throughout the year?
In terms of Utah being the highest, or just, well, in no, terms just of the Big 12's best team?
Just with the SEC and Big 10, and is that just going to be where everybody's going to be talking about?
Yeah, I think, and, you know, people around here, they may hate hearing this. But, you know, whenever the Big 12 commissioner has spoken, he's been pretty clear. We feel we're a, you know, the Big 12 is one of the top three conferences. And none of the interviews I've seen has he, you know, made any statements on the Big 12 being the best conference. I don't think it's the best conference right now. So I do think, especially early on, all the attention is going to go to the Big 10. I think it's going to go to the SEC. And I think whether you like what those conferences have done or not, they kind of deserve the attention. I mean, just look at, you know, the Big Ten has Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Oregon, Washington, like, and other teams. Like, I'm excited to see how that conference shakes out. I'm excited to see how the SEC shakes out with Texas and Alabama and Georgia and LSU. Like, I think those conferences are interesting because of, you know, just the sheer number of, like, high-profile programs they have. I think the Big 12 is clearly third in that list. But I think the thing the Big 12 does have going for it is Oklahoma and Texas are gone. So on one hand, you can go, oh, we lost sort of the faces of the conference. On the other hand, like, anyone in the conference right now, if they can get their act together, can say, can we become Oklahoma and Texas? And if any of these teams, I think, can win consistently over the next 3 or 4 years, I think they're just going to get vaulted into that top level. I think recruits will get funneled towards those programs. I think money will get funneled towards those programs because they'll be winning the Big 12. They'll be going to the playoff every year. And if you do that enough years in a row, you know, you can build a, like, look what Dabo Swinney did with Clemson, basically at the start of the playoff era. I think there's at least one or two spots in the Big 12. If anyone can claim those spots, you can basically say, we're going to vault into the national consciousness the same way Clemson did. And I think that's exciting. I think that's exciting for these teams. I think it's exciting for the Big 12. And I also think, you know, as much as I kind of think it's going to be Utah, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, if you told me you could name 5 other teams in the conference, and if you said, you know, they're going to be there, I wouldn't be completely stunned. I think it is a competitive league. So I'm really interested to see how the league goes this year, but 3 years out, I think that's when we're going to kind of see, you know, how excited are people with these conferences. And that's, to me, is a lot more interesting than talking about it just in terms of this year.
Tyler, thank you so much. We appreciate your time talking Oklahoma State football, Big 12. We're excited for the season to begin. I'm sure you are as well. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much. Have a great day.
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, that's his biggest
hit. That was
hit.
A hockey one that we used to come out to all the time when I was playing junior back in Canada. I know that one.
The train one.
That train one.
Yeah.
That train one. Yeah.
All aboard.
See, you guys knew what I was talking about.
We sure did.
Sure we did.
That'd be like one of your clues for that, password.
That's,
oh, for
crazy, no, that's train. A good one.
Crazy?
That's unusual.
Train? You know what...
Song. You want me... Can I go home?
Yes, please. We don't
know. Oh, really?
You. Yeah.
Oh, he's out of here. You got to wait for your computer.
Yeah, that's but true.
Hopefully you'll be all right. I'm worried about you. Oh, he's leaving.
He is leaving.
He's quitting the show, folks. He gone. See you, Bob.
Bye, Mr. It was Professional.
Fun. It was fun while cool. It lasted.
Cool shorts. You think I care that he's leaving? What do you want to talk about?
What just happened?
I don't know.
I don't think he got his keys. He didn't throw his trash away. What?
He just left everything.
He did. That's embarrassing. Did he even log out of his computer?
I don't think so.
Sad.
I don't know. What's
sad
his
is
deal?
What it is.
What's his deal? What's his problem?
I don't know what the problem is, but, you know, we were having a good time, and he talks about how I'm threatened by the three-man booth.
I don't know. I
he
think
can't even have a conversation.
He can't even finish.
He leaves.
He can't even finish. That's what's upsetting.
Oh, he's back.
Like, as a professional, you'd think you'd finish the show, and then maybe after you'd leave. But not this guy.
I mean,
he just gone.
Yep,
see you later.
He didn't think we could handle it.
No.
And then when we obviously proved that we could, he's back.
He returns. Isn't that the truth?
What are you sitting there for?
Yeah, what? Why are you even here if you don't want to be here?
You got to talk?
You know that Jeff and I have done the show for longer than a segment before, correct?
Even longer for a day.
I know. It's crazy.
Longer than a week.
Months. We've done it months at a time.
And we did it pretty well.
Very well.
And that one lady said, don't even bring Bob back. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Catherine.
Wonder what happened to Catherine. Well, we don't hear from her now that Bob's back on the show.
Maybe that's why. It's tough to say. I mean, I honestly don't know for sure. I feel bad that Bob's upset. I don't know why, though. So,
well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't bother me because there's no reason for him to be upset.
Not going
to
lose any sleep over it.
I guarantee you I could have a nap in about 4 minutes. As soon as the show's over, sleepy time.
That's pretty much where I'm going.
I'm basically there.
Straight to the couch after.
Basically there, and I won't even think about Bob for the rest of the weekend.
Probably turn on some Olympics. Definitely not going to watch the guards tonight.
There's no reason to. There's no, if you don't want to watch any offense,
well,
then
they're on
you can't watch.
They're on Apple TV. There's no sense in wasting my time. I do want to see how Alex Cobb pitches, but other than that, who cares? You got your beach volleyball final going on. Canada hanging on.
They're hanging in there with 16. Brazil. Brazil was heavily favored in
you would
this.
Think Brazil would be heavily favored. There seems like there's probably a lot more sand in Brazil. Is that true?
Nice sand, yeah, for sure.
What kind of sand game does Canada have?
You don't really get that kind of sand in Canada.
You wouldn't think.
It's more rocky and that sort of thing. There's a few areas where it's not bad, but not like in Brazil.
Who beat the U.S.? Was it Canada or
Brazil?
Yeah,
it was Canada.
How good did that feel?
Well, it was kind of a win-win situation for me.
Yeah,
I like cheering for the underdogs too, so I was kind of excited Canada beat them, to tell you the honest truth. They're coming out of the lucky losers bracket, which no women's team has ever got to the...
What does that mean?
During the qualifying, they have a lucky losers bracket, so two teams get to play for the last spot.
Okay.
And they got in, and now they're in the final.
And
never happened before in women's.
And could win the whole thing.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
It's going to be either them or Brazil, I think.
Brazil's tough. This is going to be tough. But they're hanging in there. I'm proud of them.
Is Canada, is this their moment in these Olympics? The 4x1, they won that. They could win beach volleyball. What else has caught your eye from the great country up north?
There's not a lot. The Summer Olympics really aren't our gig.
Yeah, winter.
Let's be honest.
Winter, you're going to clean up.
But the fact that we did win the 100-meter 4x1 relay today, I was pretty jacked about that.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. Well, No, that's not true. They won it in 2016 or 20 in Tokyo. They won it one of the last 2 years.
Okay, well, sorry. It doesn't mean it's happened a bunch throughout history.
No.
But clearly Canada is raising its sprint game.
And then we got, I think we ended up with a medal in pole vaulting.
Impressive.
Like,
I don't know
we're
what
doing
would
good.
Motivate
we're doing
someone
good.
In Canada to run.
Well, it's cold, so you can't walk. If you run, you warm up.
That's fair.
Especially in the winter when it's super cold, you know. That's just the way it is.
I get it.
You should, Jeff.
Any final words from Bobby over there? Or is he?
I don't know. He's grumpy. I don't know what happened. It's disappointing.
Why are you pouting?
What happened? Where'd it go? Oh, look at him.
He started the show.
He doesn't think we can
handle
it.
Then he laughed for years.
Gluten-free buns. Gluten-free buns, Bob. Gluten-free buns. Come
and
on.
Now he ends it.
No, that's not even working. Wow.
What are you doing this for?
We
don't have any control over when the show ends. What is he doing?
I have no clue. I don't know. I haven't seen it before. What did we do?
I don't know either. This is one of the strangest situations.
It is very strange.
Do you think
is he going to be okay to drive home?
I don't know. Do you think he's actually he's pacing now?
I know.
He's going up and down the hallway.
Nobody in Max doesn't know. Nobody knows. Listeners are probably wondering what happened.
It's been a strange show for Bob today.
It has. You think he struggled a little bit?
He's run the gamut of emotions. He was mad during the game. He's kind of irritable.
He lost the game.
He laughed his heart out. And now I don't know what's going on.
Gluten-free buns.
But he did get us talking about him.
Maybe that's what he wanted.
Perhaps. All right, that's our show for today. That's our show for the week. Are you back anytime next week, dudes? I might need you Tuesday.
I'll let you know.
All right, thank you. Thanks to Max Power. Thanks to our guests today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Hopefully Bob has ended his hunger strike or whatever he's doing. Later.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.